Good morning, everybody. I'm Leslie Ann.
Hey, Leslie Ann. Hey, Leslie Ann, what is your experience with live theater?
Have you
seen much?
I would say in my kid years, I saw a lot of local live theater.
Yeah. And this is a big area for that.
Yes. In my adult years, here and there.
Yeah.
Because it can be expensive.
Yeah.
But here and there.
Have you been to New York and seen a Broadway show?
Yes. In fact, I saw my first Broadway show last year. It was fantastic.
It was the Waitress show.
It was the Waitress. I loved it.
It was musical.
Yes. Yeah, it was fantastic.
It was. You loved it. I remember you coming back and raving about that.
Yeah. I've seen Riverdance. Riverdance is phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. I always think about this because the Tony Awards, when they come on, it's all about Broadway, and Trish and I watch it, and we write down, we're going to see this, we're going to see this, we're going to see this, we're going to see it, and then we never see anything.
Yeah, I know.
But there are certain things that America does better than any other place, and in my opinion, theater is the best here. London, England, Old Vic, all that. Nobody does a Broadway show, drama or musical, like America does. And I have seen a number of them over the years. It got to the point where we would save money specifically for it. I just love it. I just love it. And there's so many shows. Look, I'm very happy now that Proctor's Theater had spent millions of dollars, and now they're getting all the big shows. After they leave Broadway, you know, you can see Wicked there.
Or
you can
see Book of Mormon there.
You know, I mean, that was great. That was great. And it's got to be a big one for Proctor's to get that. Small regional theaters are great. I love the live theater here that we have here in town. Some wonderful groups here, you know. But there's nothing like going to a 7 o'clock show in Times Square.
Yeah. It is an event.
When all of the theaters are going in, 10,000 people are in the street, all being ushered in. The street is quiet for 2.5 hours, and then 10,000 people come out of all of the theater. It's so exciting. It's just unlike any other experience to see a great show on Broadway. And we have seen fantastic dramas, and we have seen memorable musicals. And I just, like I said, every time I get to watch the Tony Awards, I get all jazzed up to go there. And we've done some on my big Chuck buses that have been great. And we've gone to New York City and seen them. And I love to see live theater.
Yeah, I do too. And I think that everybody should experience Broadway at least once.
You have to.
In their lifetime. Just to say, I've been there, I've done that, and like you said, it's not just going to a show.
No, it's the whole excitement.
It's the whole thing with New York City and Times Square and all of it.
Your best live theater experience?
Probably Riverdance.
I've never seen it. I've always thought that looked great.
I absolutely was in love with that show.
You saw it in New York?
Yeah. I loved
just,
it.
Really got you going, huh?
Yeah, because the music to me is just amazing. And dancing. I love dancing. I love Irish dance. So for me, it was just a phenomenal show.
That's great.
But I haven't seen a lot of shows.
Yeah. So. Yeah. You know, I've seen a lot of musicals. I've seen a lot of the great musicals. I've seen all the dramas that I can, you know, the Tony Award winners. And I have to say my favorite live theater experience was Jersey Boys.
That would be a great show.
I've seen it twice. My favorite musical is Man of La Mancha, but as far as the night itself, I know that most people in our audience probably by now, it's been 10 years, I think, have seen Jersey Boys. It was made into a movie, but it just falls right into my wheelhouse. My age,
sure.
The fact that I am a DJ, the fact that I do an oldie show, it just, to see the story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons,
yeah.
And every song in the theater I saw in New York City, after every song, the audience stood and cheered.
Wow.
Like 9 standing ovations. And it was just that. It just hit me so perfectly.
Yeah. You know? I loved the movie. Didn't see the live Broadway show, but I can just imagine the energy of seeing that show.
Just the songs
live.
Are so familiar.
Yeah.
The story is great. And by the time the cast comes out for the finale, everybody is standing and singing along with the Four Seasons songs. And it's just, there are people with tears in their eyes. That to me was the best 2.5 hours I ever spent in a theater for live theater was Jersey Boys. So, but like you said, we have great theater here. It's local. Everybody has local theater. Every community does. We're lucky to have that. But we're also lucky to have these places so close, like the Landmark Theater.
That
we can go. And the Proctor's Theater in Schenectady is a fabulous old theater that now gets them all. Gets the Book of Mormon. Gets the, you know, gets Wicked and all of that stuff. So we're lucky in this area. We sure are. So
yes, here's we to are. You.
Let the show go on. All right, Leslie, back to our own live theater called Radio.